Hey, Heenies. I have a few things per usual to mention at the top of the ep. Okay, the first thing I'm going to say is we've been going a little contest crazy lately. And you know what? I don't care because companies ask if I want to give away free shit. And I say, yeah, because like I said, I want all the people listening to Nashville to win something eventually. So this is no exception. It is May. School is out. So we're having a little school's out contest, baby, okay? Sponsored by Great Skin. That's GR8 Skin. So this is a fun idea that we had. School's out, and we're going to give away a bunch of skincare, okay? So Great Skin is a company for teens, but anybody can use it. And they've got lots of great stuff. I'm a big fan of their sunscreen that smells like watermelons. Baby, is it fresh for the summer? So let me tell you everything that we are going to give away. It's basically one of everything at the company. An oil that is a pre-cleansing, moisturizing face and body oil. The gentle foaming clay cleanser, the toner and spot treatment, the soothing triple clay mask, the vitamin moisturizer, the rebooting vitamin A night serum, the SPF 30 UVA and UVB chemical free sunscreen, plus a reusable cosmetic bag, a $197 value from Great Skin. And this is how you're gonna win it, baby, okay? So, as you know, if you follow Natch Butte on Instagram, every day that an episode comes out, I post a photo of the guest and a little collage of the items we discussed. Today is no exception. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna open Instagram. You're gonna follow Natch Butte if you don't already. You're gonna click on the photo of today's guests. Will it look good on me though? It'll be the first post you see. You're gonna hit like and you're gonna comment under the photo. Tag the company Great Skin, which let me just tell you, their Instagram is at GR8 underscore skin. Great Skin, baby. You're gonna tag them and you're gonna put your favorite memory of the summer. Maybe school got out and you wrapped some houses with toilet paper. That's what I did when I was young. I'm gonna be honest. Hopefully the statute of limitations is up on that. Maybe you like to go swimming with your friends. Okay. Maybe you like to go roller skating at the roller rink and look at boys. I don't give a crap. Just put that in the comments. And while you're at it, go over to Great Skin's Instagram and follow them too. Okay. Once again, that's at GR8 underscore skin. And I'll put that on Nashby.com as well in case you forget it. And let's win, baby. You're going to have 2 weeks to enter. And may the best honey win. And you're going to love this prize. This is a whole entire skincare set. It'll be great for your teen. It'll be great for you. It'll be great for Aunt Tish. Whoever wants it, you're going to be looking snatched. So very exciting about that. Next up, this is for the SoCal honeys. Jackie J has two live shows coming up, and I wanted to get the word out in case anybody wanted to come see me, okay? Both of these are going to be next weekend. The first one is going to be on Saturday, May 12th, and it is the My Diary show, and it is at 8 p.m. at Dynasty Typewriter, which is a theater on Wilshire Boulevard. The tickets are $10. It's an 18 and up show. There's a no item minimum, and this is a show where comedians and artists and famous people and all kinds of those types get up on stage and read from their diaries when they were younger. Now, I personally am going to be showing some video diaries from my early 20s that I made on my MacBook. So if that sounds exciting to you, come to the show Saturday, May 12th, 8 o'clock at Dynasty Typewriter. I will put the ticket link on Nesbitt.com. You can also go to the Dynasty Typewriter's website. So if you type Dynasty Typewriter into Google, most likely it'll pull it up. You can buy tickets there. I hope I see the honeys come out. Oh, and I want to also say Mamrie Hart and Daniel Franzese, who's, you know, we all know from Mean Girls. We all know Mamrie from YouTube. And don't worry, she's coming on Attribute soon, okay? I already bothered her about it. I DM'd her and asked her because we're kind of buddies. Great. So there's lots of other great people that are going to be there. The Lucas Brothers just got added to the bill. It's going to be a great lineup. Everybody go. And I want to meet some honeys at the show. Then the next day, which is Mother's Day, I'm doing what I do every Mother's Day, which is a show at UCB, baby. Upright. Citizens Brigade, Sunday, May 13th at UCB Franklin. Those magnificent moms. It's a mom pageant. And that means it's UCB performers performing with their moms. It is a very, very funny and heartfelt show. And I am in the house band. I play a mom. It's very fun. So that's a great one to go see as well. UCBtheater.com for tickets. And don't forget UCB Theater. We spell it T-H-E-A-T-R-E. That's how I spell theater as well. The theater, baby. UCBtheater.com for tickets. But also I'll put this on the episode guide on Ashby.com for easy access. Those tickets, I think, are $7. So you can see Jackie J twice in one weekend. That's pretty great because I don't perform live very often at this point. Great. Okay, what else? So I really want to talk to y'all about Japan. I didn't get a chance to get my Japanese vacation bit done. I was going to do a blog about it. I was going to talk about it right now, but you know what? It's been a busy week, okay? And the reason I had a busy week was because I actually booked acting work this week, which is very exciting. So I want to say shout out to Alone Together. We all know Alone Together. It's on Freeform. It's a very, very funny show. And of course, it is starring our friend Esther Pavitsky, who we all know because she's the host of Glowing Up here on Starburns. She was also the first guest on Natchbute, and she's my dear friend and her partner Benji. They are the co-creators and stars of the show. And I just want to say thank you to Esther for hiring me, baby. We had so much fun. I worked 2 days and Nikki Glaser and Parvesh Chhina were in the scene with us. And they are so funny. And this will air season 2 of Alone Together. Check your local listings, baby. I just want to say thank you for the work. And Esther was asking me all about Japan. She's like, I need to come on Attribute because I want to interview you about Japan. And I said, well, yes, honey. So Esther will be back soon. Don't you worry. She will be returning to Natch Butte because she, again, was my first guest. We discussed maybe a Glowing Butte or a Natch Up, a hybrid of our two pods. Something fun will be coming up for the summer. Don't you worry, baby. Okay. As soon as production wraps, when Esther has some free time, I will beg her to come back on Natch Butte. And it's going to be exciting because Esther really encouraged me to do the podcast to begin with. She's really the reason Natch Butte even exists. So Esther, just want to say shout out to you. Thank you for the work. Thank you for inspiring Natch Butte. And thank you for coming on, baby. Okay. So, a warning, the episode you're about to hear, I yell a lot. I'm very fired up. You know, sometimes on Natch Butte, I'm a little more subdued. Sometimes I yell, sometimes I rant, sometimes I sing a lot. This episode, I am fired up and I'm not sure what it could be. I think it's because I drink liquid IV a lot now and it's really helping my brain function. It's helping my energy levels. But that's a whole other conversation. I just wanted to warn everybody, this is a yelly episode. I have very high energy, so get excited for that. Speaking of high energy, guess who's officially booked to come back on Natch Butte? Nicole Byer. That's who, baby. And every time I talk to the honeys, 9 times out of 10, they say Nicole Byer was my favorite episode. We loved you talking about washing out your asshole with Glossier cleanser. You know, Nicole tells it like it is, and I'm very excited for her to come back. So please send her in questions. You can go to nashby.com, hit ask a guest, send her a question, and get excited about that because I can't wait to see her again. I said, I want to go through your makeup bag. She said, makeup bag, I have 3. I said, honey, bring them all. So we're going to go through makeup. We might attempt a live call, but really I wanted to mention this because I want to shout out to all the brands listening. I know there's some honeys listening out there who work for beauty companies, and I just want to say Nicole Byer is the queen of makeup. Last time she was in studio, we tried Glossier. I named the episode after Glossier. She went through the whole box, gave her opinions. It was very fun. I want to do that again. So anybody out there want to send Nicole some presents or some free shit or some brands for her to check out and try and give her opinions on? I would love that. You can go to nashby.com on the contact tab. There's my P.O. box, but I'm going to say it right now in case anybody wants to be old school and get their pencil out, okay? So it's going to be Natch Butte, P.O. box 29353. Los Angeles, California, 90029. Very exciting. And just remember that they do not accept FedEx or UPS to post office boxes. It's only United States Postal Service. So if you happen to send FedEx or UPS, you have to send it to my network. And that address, again, will be on nashby.com on the contact page. Okay, you send it to Starburns Industries, care of Natch Butte, and I'll get it there. You have 1 week until she comes on. And I want everyone to send me some stuff for Nicole. That's a thirsty thing to say. But you know what, baby? I'm trying to get a professional for Nicole. And I'm very excited she's coming back. Last thing. Okay, there's a few more things. Okay, so in this episode, we talk about the extension for your browser, Honey, which I've done an ad for on Natch Butte before. And I say honey.com/Natch. It's actually joinhoney.com/Natch. So it's very exciting. If anybody was interested, I just wanted to clarify that up top. Second of all, Next week is Indie Beauty Expo in Dallas. I will be there. So if any of the honeys in Dallas or Dallas-Fort Worth area want to come to IBE, I will be at Shop Indie. You can use code NATCH20 to get 20% off your ticket to Shop Indie, which is May 9th. You go to IndieBeautyExpo.com to buy tickets. That is not an affiliate code. It is just a code for a discount for the honeys. So maybe y'all will be there. And let me just say, I don't know if you've ever been to a beauty expo before. I've been to all of them. My favorite one is Indie Beauty Expo. It has a great calm energy. You actually get to talk to people, the lighting, the music, the flowers are beautiful. And you can get your shop on. You can meet the brand owners. It's very, very fun. You'll get lots of samples, baby, okay? If you're a sample person, you're going to come home with a full bag, baby. So check it out. It'll be fun. And I hope I see some of my honeys there. Okay, two more things and then I'll be done, baby. Okay, I have a sunscreen rec for everybody. It's beloved on Sephora.com. It is a rare, cruelty-free Korean find. It is by Neogen, which we talked about last week with Lauren Adams. Neogen, it's called the Daylight Protection Sunscreen SPF 50 PA++++. It's $30 for a 1.65 ounce tube. I know it's a little steep, but don't forget, a little dabble, do you? Okay. It is for sensitive skin. It has a fluid-like formula. It's lightweight, and it's good for hydrating. And apparently, it doesn't leave a white cast, which is very important for my honeys of color, trying to get protection from the sun. I haven't used it, but shout out to Deanna Rooney, Nashville listener and friend of mine, for the rec. I got very excited. She said she loves it and heard last episode and said, honey, you got to tell everybody about that sunscreen. I said, of course, because everyone's trying to get on that Korean train, but we're trying to find things that are cruelty-free. So Neogen is a great brand to try. So you can get it at Sephora.com. I will link it on the episode guide as usual. So Deanna, thanks for the rec and thanks for listening to Natch Butte. Okay, the last thing I'm going to say, finally the end. Thrive Cosmetics. I named the episode after them. We talk about them on this episode, but I just wanted to give them a quick shout out because their logo is beauty with a purpose. Because for every product that you purchase, one is donated to help a woman thrive, which means they donate. If you buy a mascara and a lip gloss, they will send a mascara and a lip gloss to either a woman who has survived domestic abuse or a cancer survivor. Very, very exciting. It's female owned. LA based. They have great products. They have a really extensive line. They got lips. They got eyes. They got brows. They got brushes. They got palettes. They got it all. They even have lashes, and their best-selling lashes are called Jackie Lashes. So it's not named after me, but very exciting still. So I just wanted to shout them out. If you're wondering about finding new brands, we're always talking about finding new brands and voting with our wallets. I want y'all to check out Thrive Cosmetics. com. And cosmetics is spelled C-A-U-S-E medics, which is very cute because it's for a cause. So Thrive Cosmetics, I wanted to give y'all an extra shout out. I named the episode after y'all, but also shout out to Thrive Cosmetics. I want everybody to go on their website, check out what they are selling, because the Will It Look Good On Me Though girls love Thrive, and now I've got some fun Thrive items myself. So everybody go and check them out, okay? Let's help out some ladies that need some help. And with that, let's get to the app.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. Some people buy it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't beaut, baby, if I natch beaut, baby. Some podcasts want diamond rings, but some want everything. But everything means nothing if I ain't natch beaut. Yeah.
Welcome to Natch Butte, baby. It's here.
That was amazing. I can't.
It's here and we're popping, okay? Welcome. It's your girl, Jackie J. Jackie Johnson, your host. And we got a great episode of Natch Butte for you. I got two guests for the price of one. They're not getting paid, so that price is zero, baby, okay?
Yes.
And let me just introduce y'all to some of my favorite. I try not to, like, stare at Instagram all the time. You know, social media can really take a toll. But
there are some fresh accounts that just really break up the feed and make you happy. And I have guests today that are one of those accounts. They are friends. I'm not going to, like, completely tell y'all what they're about. I'm going to let them. But I'm just going to say that I have Piaget Venus and Michelle Meredith in studio. The duo behind. Will it look good on me, though? I added the question mark. Is that okay?
It's implied.
Yes. It's implied 100%. And you are 100% on the mark.
Excellent. Thank you for being here, ladies. We've never met IRL, but I love y'all's Instagram. And I really, y'all are matching outfits right now, which you didn't plan. And I feel like Instagram came to life. Like, double tap, bitch. Double tap. Double tap, scroll, scroll. I'm so into the look. So welcome.
Thank you.
One of you, I don't know, talk amongst yourselves, but choose, just tell everybody, like, what will look good on me, though, is. What's the concept of y'all's account?
Well, really quick, because I know PG is too polite. Her last name is Ventus.
Oh, shit.
And it's easy to miss the letter.
How did I miss that?
Everyone thinks it's Venus, so I let it roll.
And Venus is, like, so on brand for you, too. Like, sexy and, like, romantic.
But wait, hold on. I'm not the only one that's done that.
Oh, a million percent
How
not.
Did I not see the T? Am I losing my damn mind?
No one ever does.
You know what I think
it's
it is?
It's a silent T.
I think I know what it is. It's that your first name is stressful, like for bumpkins like me. So I was like focusing so hard on not fucking
and
up
you,
Piaget.
You nailed it.
That
though.
I left out a letter. So anyway, welcome to Nesbu.
Yeah, all good. Do you want to do like the
whole
pitch?
Whole concept, the pitch, mm-hmm. the elevator pitch? Okay. So this is how it started. Like, you know, we were like, we love lipstick. And I was like, hey, let me have your shade of lipstick, girl. And I was like, why does this shit look different on me?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's insane
it
how different.
Completely different. Yeah.
Yeah. And vice versa. I would be trying to borrow her deeper shade. She would always be wearing these amazing purples and plums and things. And I was like, that looks amazing. I would try that. And she would lend it to me and I'd put it on and it would not look good
on you, though. Yeah. But it's so pretty much we're like, it's so annoying. Like, we would love to be able to. I mean, we're working on two different ends of the spectrum, so we don't have every single shade. But like, we wanted to kind of like do a comparison. Like, what does this one lipstick look like on two drastically different skin tones? So then we are like, that's how Will It Look Good on Me though developed. And Michelle, I'm gonna give her some credit. She came up with the name.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you.
We all love a good name.
My biggest regret is I had a note file in my phone of when I was brainstorming names, and I remember the moment I pitched it to you in the car.
Oh yeah, I was driving.
And I wish I had the rest of the list just so we could laugh.
Yeah,
about,
she
like,
was like, she was so insecure about the pitch of the name, like to tell me, like I was gonna be like, you're dumb.
It was at the bottom. I was like, this is kind of silly, but I kind of like it. Will it look good on me? That, like, it's long
and
but
I
it's
like
charming.
Almost swerved off the road, and I was like, that's it.
It's very vulnerable to give a name, like to share a name you have.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done that, and it can go well or it can go bad, because so I understand that it's very vulnerable.
How did Natch Butte happen? Did it just feel Natch?
I had several names and I almost named it Sipping the Southern Sweet Tea.
I'm not mad at that.
Because I pitched like seven concepts, and that one was more just like me being me and like talking about all kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know, but I wanted so Natch Butte is, I used to read teen magazines growing up, like they were everything to me, and mm-hmm. it was like YM 17, you know, mm-hmm. and I thought Natch Butte sounded like the name of a bad teen magazine.
Yes.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, so like
so
I picked up my
good.
YMs, my Natch Butte, my 17, my what, because it's natural beauty, but like trying to be cute, like Natch Butte, like I thought it sounded like a funny magazine, so that's where the name came from. Yeah.
I mean, I think you nailed it. Like that's like, especially hearing the, like how you like kind of, it came about. I'm like, that is so true. Like, I would be like, let me pick up my Natch Butte.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, for sure. But it's scary to tell, you know, your names and everything.
Yeah. Any fresh idea.
Yes. And we got some fresh ideas up in here, Michelle. Yes.
I feel like remembering that this is just audio, I feel like for the sake of what we do, I am Michelle, and I am a very white, freckled young lady.
You are freckly, which I think is an extra layer to things looking differently on you.
Yeah, it's a very specific complexion situation, and Piaget.
I am a beautiful Nubian princess.
Yes.
From the Isles of Michigan.
So that, just for, you know, those who don't have access to Instagram at this moment.
Right.
For this, that's what we're working with.
Yeah. And so your whole Instagram is basically, it's not just lipsticks, it's clothes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We started with lipstick and then we, like, you know, we started branching out because we are also two different body types as well. Yes. So we were like, okay, let's just like keep like growing, like let's keep doing stuff. So now we have done, we're starting to do clothes and showing what the same, like same item looks like on our body types, because it's like, why can't we like wear the same exact thing? Like not like a variation. Like I want to wear the same exact thing.
That's, it's surprisingly hard to find companies that not only have the size range, which a lot of companies do, and it's expanding and it's great, especially online retailers. But when it comes to, it's kind of separate but equal online. And very rarely can I look on a website and see an outfit or even see something that Piaget is wearing and going, oh, I want to wear that too. I have to go to the dark corner of whatever store or website to find something similar.
And I just didn't understand, like, because like she also is busty.
I'm a very curvy
busty
lady.
And so like I'll like, well, like trying to find something for us to both wear and like that we both would feel comfortable and flatter us and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I love this. And she's like, girl, my boobs will not, they will not work with that outfit. Like,
and that's something that, you know, small-breasted women, we don't think about.
Yeah.
Because we, my friend Nadia, shout out Nadia, she is a beautiful, large-breasted chest. And her chest is large-breasted. And I have this very low-cut, like, V-neck dress. And she was looking for a dress for an audition. I was like, oh, you gotta try this on. She came out with that. And I was like, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hello, breasts.
Like,
and she was like, yeah, I can't wear things like this. Okay? And I was like, shit. I'm telling you.
Like, I just, like, don't ever think about that. I'm like, I have small boobs. Like, I'm like.
But the cool thing is, in the process of us sort of finding outfits to try, I've been pushed out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I ever went shopping with you was that we were on a road trip from Michigan to L.A.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, my
we,
God. That was so long ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. You, me, and Brittany, we were at a Ross or something, and they were trying to get me to try on clothes, and I was just like, you know, you shop with your skinnier friends. You're like, I'm just going to watch you do your thing. You and Brittany grabbed this dress, and I remember it was a size 12, and I was like, y'all, this is not going to fit. This is stupid. And don't look at the numbers. Try it on.
I know.
Try it on.
And our friend Brittany, shout out to @naturally Big Brit, by the way.
Amazing.
Ooh,
natural
that's
hair
a great
Instagram.
Name.
Yeah, she has a natural hair like Instagram, so shout out to her. She's like, I think I'm vocal, but this girl's even more vocal. She's like, put it on.
Did, and it was had a lot of stretch. It was very ruched. It was like this. To this day, I think about this dress, and I felt so good in it. And I never would have tried. So picking outfits, taking these pictures. She's pushing me out of my comfort zone, and I'm getting to kind of like show her what my issues are and what the struggle is for bigger girls to find stylish clothes. And so it's been a very cool educational experience, and hopefully, because I believe anything can look good on you if you wanted to. The answer is always yes.
And that's really what the whole, like, the Instagram thing is, like, it's not, like, we're not, like, saying you shouldn't get this, like, because it's not going to look good on you because of X, Y, and Z. No, it's just really just, like, embracing, like, being bold and, like, trying different things. Like, honestly, anything will look good on you if you believe it looks good on you.
Yes. It's all about the confidence, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah, would you say that maybe, Michelle, as well as the clothing, the colors of lipstick as well?
Oh,
because
yeah.
y'all rock the gold and the blues and the greens, and I'm just like, man, y'all look cute. And it's like one of those things you would never really think to buy. At least I wouldn't, you know?
And hopefully, I mean, the goal is that people like you'd see the picture and go, I never would have thought of trying that, but it looks good on them. Maybe it'll, you know, I want people to step out of their comfort zone. I have friends telling me all the time, like,
I feel like I would never, like, throw an electric blue on.
Oh, I can't do that. It's just too bold. I'm like, have you tried it?
Yeah.
Just try it.
Is like
live
step,
your life.
Step out of that comfort zone.
That's right.
I love it. I think y'all's Instagram is so fun. So I'm very happy that y'all are here.
Thank
How did y'all
you.
Become friends?
We went to, we're both from Michigan, and we went to Michigan State University, and we met in the theater department.
Cute.
And it's funny enough, like, she's one class above me, so we,
it's
like,
not an important
we were like,
detail.
So, you know, like, we were in the same, like, circles, but we didn't end up getting close until that road trip where we like
yeah.
started, like we went, we did a road trip with a bunch of our friends from Michigan to LA because we're like, mm-hmm. we want to know.
Six of us crammed in a van and drove.
Oh God. It was off. It was
wait,
off. It was
a road trip like or moving here.
No,
like,
it was vacay. A road trip.
Just a
we drove and we drove back.
Like we've never, we had never been to LA,
yeah,
so we were
yeah.
like, we want to like end up here, like, mm-hmm. but we need to know what it's about.
Make sure that this is
got to
right
test
fit.
It out.
Yeah. Yeah. So like we did that, and then that's just like how we like. Oh my God, we like each other
yeah.
a lot.
Figured out the vibe, and we're like, this is something.
Did
yeah.
y'all go put your handprints in the handprints?
We did
at
every
Grauman's.
Touristy thing that yeah. you could.
We got
possibly.
In the vans.
Went to the Hollywood vans. Sign.
We were on Price Is Right.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Big, naturally, Big Brick got on Price Is Right.
Yeah, she did.
Nice. My roommate when I moved here got on.
I mean,
did she? Yeah, she got on the showcase, but she never went up to the stage.
Man.
But she got like free coffee for a year. Like even if you just get on the showcase,
yeah,
you win.
As long as you get
stuff.
On that podium,
yes.
you get a trunk load of stuff.
Yeah,
although you don't think about the taxes.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
the thing that I've
guys,
learned.
You pay taxes on prizes.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I always tell people. Like my friend won $1 million. I'm like, no, they didn't. Taxes took half that shit.
I know. So
don't be bragging.
Uncle Sam will be a knocking.
Uncle Sam will get you if you win prizes, right? Sorry, TV is so fake. We're like ruining.
I know.
When I found out Storage Wars was fake, I almost jumped off a cliff.
Are you freaking kidding me? Like, I was obsessed with that show, and I was like, I just need to find a storage locker because I'm going to find a cuckoo clock.
Yes.
That's going to be worth $1 million.
I'm going to buy my house with my cuckoo clock. Yeah, when I found out that was fake, sorry, everybody listening. Hide your kids' ears. Santa's not real. No, I'm just kidding. He is. But Storage Wars isn't. Storage Wars isn't. They stage it. They fake it. And I was really sad about that.
I know. It's like they plant stuff
House
in
Hunters
there.
House Hunters is fake.
Do you listen to Ryan's
I know
Roses?
House Hunters is fake. I was actually just listening
oh,
to it
sorry.
On the car.
Okay, we'll talk about it later because I have a question. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say my cousin was on House Hunters and she already had the house.
No, that's how it's fake is the house is bought already. Did I just shake everybody in the green room's brains? It's fake! Hollywood is fake! House Hunters is fake! That's how they find the contestants or the people because they just bought a house. And if, now that you know that, watch it. These people are not very good actors.
No.
You can totally
not,
tell. The
not.
Woman's like, I don't know. That bathroom looks small. Like, fake
they're
as hell.
They're inventing problems.
I'm telling you. Get an acting coach for the damn House Hunters people. Anyway, it's still fun.
Yeah.
House Hunters International. I can watch that all damn
you
day.
You don't watch it for the choice. You
no.
want to just see the houses.
We
yeah. want to
see the houses
right?
and the prices. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what should we talk about first? Okay. So, let's start with clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this comes up a lot on Attribute. This comes up a lot in the Attribute Facebook group. There's not that many size inclusive brands.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like we were saying, ones mm-hmm. that you could both decide to wear something.
Yeah.
So off the top of your head, what are some of y'all's favorite companies, brands, websites that you've really found good, cute clothes that mm-hmm. you both can look cute and feel good in?
I think the number one clothing company for us would be mm-hmm. Pinup Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just did a try-on haul video of four items that we got yeah. from Pinup Girl. And it's just like the best because they're a little bit on the pricier side, like not crazy pricey, but it's much more high quality.
It's
like,
a
clothing.
Treat yourself brand.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
But also, we should stop buying cheap shit that's going
to
yes. fall apart.
That's what I've been saying. I've been telling her. I'm approaching my 30s and like I'm like I gotta stop buying Forever 21
because right.
that shit disintegrates within days.
Right. I think like, that's a good tip for everyone out there. You know, and when you go out with your friends and you shop, instead of buying the $30 shirt, don't buy it. Save up a couple months and
yeah.
then buy the $50 shirt or whatever.
Yeah, yep. just like, yeah. So I think Pinup Girl is definitely our number one, mm-hmm. I would say. Would you agree?
Yes, that'd be number one. And honestly, I was looking back trying to find more of the companies. Again, this is specific. There are plenty of awesome online retailers that are size inclusive, but again, we are specifically searching for the same styles
yes.
being offered in
yeah.
those two sizes, which most places have their plus line and then their straight size
right.
line, and they are separate, and you can't
you're
find
like,
the
you're
same.
Not the same yeah. person. You're not allowed to be the same.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge it's tough, too. I mean, it's different cuts. It's a entirely different sort of world of manufacturing or whatever. I have sympathy for the companies that are they're trying.
They figure out.
I'm telling you, you know, I've been having some people tweet at me that they want attribute merch, and I was like, guys, we're not big enough yet. Sorry, but you know, I've dabbled into it, and I refuse to put out T-shirts. I just feel like they don't make.
Mm-hmm.
There's brands that make 1X.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, that's telling all my honeys out there that can't fit into that size, you're not welcome in my club. Mm-hmm. You're not. And I hate that feeling. I don't want anybody to feel left out. I do my best.
And that's actually,
you know,
super thoughtful, because it's like, you don't want to isolate people. You don't want to make people feel like they're not a part. Like,
that's why I'm not putting out shirts.
Yeah,
because
you can't do
I've
it.
I've called so many people and the companies, and they're like, we don't make them. Sorry. It's like the styles I want, they don't make yet. It's not. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to make enamel pins and huge keychains and get out of here.
I like that.
That's very considerate and thoughtful.
Well, the only people who can't wear pins are people with no clothes. So I guess nudists would be excluded.
That's really messed up that you would exclude them.
I'm sorry. We'll have to work on something else.
Maybe hair.
A stamp?
Well,
like a stamp?
Well, what about stickers?
Stickers.
Stick a sticker right over your cooch. Call it a day. I don't know. Shit.
For the modest nudist.
Yes.
We have a cross
sticker. We all got it. What if we're playing volleyball? I don't know. Maybe we want to keep something a little.
A very specific thing. What if we're playing volleyball?
Well, I feel like I've seen videos of like nudist colonies and they're always playing beach volleyball. And all I can think about, we all know.
Is the bounce?
All the bounce.
Sand will end up everywhere. Yeah. I go to the damn beach and I sit on a blanket and sand ends up everywhere. I don't know how you play goddamn volleyball. Shit.
You're like Natch Butte jockstrap, Natch Butte protective gear.
As long as we make enough sizes for everyone.
Yes.
Exactly. So
that's
we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like Pinup Girl.
I love Pinup Girl.
They have makeup, too.
Do they?
I think so.
Well, they have their like little beauty salon in the store, and I knew that, but I didn't know if they had like a...
Oh,
their own selection.
Why didn't we know that?
We haven't actually been to the store. We
That's
should
true.
Go
we
while
just
we're
shop
up here.
Online because I'm a lazy shopper.
It's right on Magnolia.
Oh yeah, there is one in Burbank. Yeah. Beautiful Burbank, California. The studio, Natch Butte, Starburns Audio, baby.
Oh, and I should shout out. So ModCloth was great to us.
Oh, ModCloth has good stuff.
We haven't tried them since Walmart bought them, so I will say, you know, full disclosure, we haven't tried them since then, but I've heard good things that they've maintained sort of the quality.
Yeah. Adore Me,
yeah. It's lingerie and swimwear.
Ooh.
Which you wouldn't think. I've actually mentioned it to a couple plus size girls, and they were like, I don't think plus size when I hear Adore Me. And maybe not the lingerie, but the swimwear was really nice.
We got swim stuff, and it was super cute.
Yeah.
Adore Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's
sexy,
cute.
Right? Yeah, I think it's a subscription service.
Yeah, it is.
Reb Dolls is great for basics and a little more affordable. But they have a great size range, I think extra small to 4X.
And if you want to go, like, okay, we just said not to go cheap, but if you do want to go cheap, because, you know, everyone's pockets are different.
Yes.
Fashion Nova.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's kind of controversial, but they nail the marketing and the model. Like, well, their models could be more diverse, but...
Wait, why are they controversial? I'm a grandma.
I've heard
they don't
from
pay,
various
they don't
sources.
Pay their, like,
yeah.
people.
They don't treat their customers.
Well, that's every company, honey.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, and
not that I'm
service...
not that I have cut down that, okay? I'm just saying, everybody She's look like... up who you're supporting, okay?
That's not a deal breaker.
Everybody do your best.
Vote with your dollar.
Everybody do your best.
Yeah. Do what you can.
Yes.
But they do. Oh, I was going to say, Fashion Nova's big criticism, aside from their alleged business practices.
They're alleged. Look at you being a good PR for them. Alleged.
But
fake news.
They don't have a very good return policy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, is this like an overseas situation?
No, I think they're based here.
Yeah.
But they, and you can tell because they very obviously buy from downtown LA, like Fashion District. Like,
yeah.
I've seen this before.
Yep.
But they, for instance, if you buy from them and before they ship your item out that you purchased, if they are out of stock, they go, oops, you bought it and we took your money, but we don't have it anymore. They just send you a gift card.
Oh, no, honey.
No one wants to be on the other end of my customer service phone call.
Same. Like, I will take you down.
I am still fighting
You will not see your
eBay
money.
Right now. and I will not give
That's
up.
That's true. Puget is the if you ever need customer service help,
oh,
she
I have
will take
my husband.
Send it over to me.
My husband is he demands respect, and I'm. It's just, it's one of the most like attractive skills. We don't. He doesn't put up with no bullshit.
Do you struggle with this?
I am the most non-confrontational, passive aggressive person. When I bought my car, I like walked on the lot and he goes, hi. And I go, I'll take it. Like I can't negotiate. I'm so bad. Oh. Adam made the guy like cry when he bought his car. The guy was like, I've never in my life worked so hard for so little money. Yeah. Like they were like, we're going to put your picture on the front of this place and have you warn people next time you come.
It's a skill. Like
no, it is.
My go-to thing, my like strong arm technique is just like, what's your name? And then once they tell me the name, I just keep using it throughout the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, that's not what we talked about.
Yeah.
Bob.
I have at least like 5 times in my adult life recently like said, I'm sorry, I need to speak to your supervisor. And to me, that is a huge step because like with banks and credit cards, I've been working my way out of debt, credit card debt, and I'm almost out of debt, but it was bad. Basically, in my early 20s, I just really mismanaged my finances.
That's
and
what
I,
your 20s are for.
I racked up a lot of debt and was only paying the minimum balance. So, you know, it got a little wild.
That's the Ponzi scheme. You pay that minimum balance and you're never getting out of
here. Right, but I didn't know, you know. So I've been this is a little financial tip for everybody. I've been transferring my balance to a zero APR card, and then when that runs out, I move it to another one. And I have an amazing credit score, so they normally will do it for me. Mm-hmm. But that's what I do. I'm like, hi, card, you just put my APR up again to like 16% or whatever. Could you take it back down to zero for another year?
Smart.
If they say no, I'll say, can I speak to your supervisor, Darren? And then they put the supervisor on, and I go... Hi, yes, I have an 840 credit score. Don't fuck with me today. Give me the zero. Yes. And if they don't, I go, okay, well, I got Bank of America on the other line. They're going to do it. Yeah. Bye.
And you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but this is, you know, I'm 33. This has been a voyage.
I'm going to need I'm going to need you to go over that and make me like a spreadsheet.
She's so scared all the time.
No, same. I don't know what it is.
She's like, I'm coming up with a backstory of why we're returning something. I'm like, I'm returning it because I don't want it. Give me my money.
You're like,
I've gotten
you're
better.
Like, ever since my accident, I haven't been able to see
so
and I bought the wrong item.
I do. I struggle, but I'm better than I was. More recently, there was one time you made fun of me because I really tried to be cold and you were like, damn, that was really...
I know, because then she goes real far.
Well, but I'll tell you what, some people don't play. I had an encounter at Lululemon that I still have nightmares about, I'll be honest. It was intense. They don't play at Lululemon. They don't play. Not only do they not play, they can spot a lie coming out of your mouth, and she really didn't go easy on me after that.
Oh my God.
It was traumatic. I definitely need to talk to somebody about it. I need to call a hotline or something.
Oh, my God.
Like Lululemon customer service support line or something. Shit, it was really intense.
Now I kind of want to go to Lululemon and buy something and return it just to see.
PJ's principal is like, I will take care of it.
I would say I want to go with you, but they might recognize me. My picture's hanging in the back at the Glendale Galleria Lululemon.
Oh, that Glendale Galleria.
I'm telling you. Shout out to Glendale. Okay, so I've seen some photos of y'all in like workout outfits and athletic gear. Are there any specific brands y'all like for that?
We just went to Target one
day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Target actually carries a lot of great stuff.
I was pleasantly surprised, especially being a member of the Big Titty Committee, finding things like sports bras that fit. Are a challenge, but we found a pretty cute outfit there.
We haven't delved too much into like the active like wear stuff.
If anyone wants to sponsor us, they're more than welcome.
It will give me a reason to go to the gym.
Absolutely. Incentive.
Yeah, well those outfits I probably saw were Target.
Yep.
It was
that's
Target.
So great
I think
to
they're
know.
Both
it was
Champion
Target,
items.
Yeah, Champion's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The game is strong at Target.
Yeah,
They're not
playing around.
I just spent an ungodly amount of money at Opal House, their new their new line of housewares.
What? Oh.
I've become a crazy throw pillow lady. Oh, this just happened.
Oh, my God, a good throw pillow.
Well, I used to be a no-throw pillow gal. I don't know if it's my age. I don't know if it's...
You're like, more pillows.
I'm married, you know. I'm like, I'm married. I like to collect nutcrackers and get throw pillows for the summer. I don't know. But I'm into them now, and I got a bunch of Opal House pillows, okay?
Does your husband like the throw pillows?
I've heard a few like little, oh, there's a lot of pillows, you know? And I'm like, yeah, but I said, we have two couches, one in the office, one in the living room, and our bed. If you don't like them, we can put some on the bed. I was like, we have a bunch. We can play around with them.
We need pillows.
But I did rip all the tags off. I was like, we're keeping all of them. I didn't return any of them. I said, we're keeping them
like,
all.
Like, I already can return it because of my
exactly,
issues.
Exactly.
I mean, my boyfriend hates, he's like, why are there so many pillows? There's so many pillows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because it's really good. It looks really good.
It does. You look like you have your life together.
I
like,
know.
You put some thought into your existence.
I know. Like, I like coordinated. I was like, just be quiet and let me have these pillows.
Let me show y'all a photo that my dog Instagrammed last night. So that's like a bunch of pillows.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And that Mickey Mouse one's from Tokyo Disney, but the other ones are all from Target. Opal House.
Target.
And they were like 30, I'd say 35 was probably the most expensive. I mean, these pillows at like Anthropology would have been $100. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point of that Opal House line. It was like, we're copying Anthropology.
Exactly.
But we're cheaper, cheap, cheap.
And
cheap,
Marshall's cheap. Home Goods, they always have some good stuff.
Yeah.
100%. I'm all about that Home Goods life, baby.
Yes.
Chooch looks so comfortable on those pillows. I just got momentarily really sleepy.
She's like Princess in the Pea. She loves pillows. So I was telling Adam last night that I want to make a big pyramid of them and then just leave the room and see. I bet she's going to climb to the top because she loves it.
God.
She loves the throw pillow life. Like, I'm about it.
I am too. So we decided throw pillows are in.
Yes.
There's no question.
We are not. And they're inclusive.
They are inclusive.
Yes, I would like to think.
All sizes.
Even the nudists
colors.
Could enjoy them.
Right. Everyone needs a freaking pillow.
Spice up your life. Get some throw pillows, honey. Okay, what else? Okay, y'all just took some photos with a wig on.
Oh, wait, which one?
It was like a blue wig.
Oh, yeah.
Have there been multiple wigs?
I wear wigs all the time. Yeah. So I was like, which wig? Which one of my wigs?
Let's talk a little bit about wigs. I've always wanted to wear wigs, but there's a little part of me that is uncomfortable with it because...
No, do it. Live your life.
Well, the only reason I'm comfortable with it is because of, you know, like Kylie Jenner wearing the wig.
Uh-huh.
So there's like some... I don't like white women glamorizing the wigs when there's certain people in the world who need them and can't afford them. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. See, the difference with like Kylie Jenner is she thinks that she... created that trend.
Right.
What she needs to realize is she took that trend from someone. Just give credit. That's everyone. That's all everyone
there
is asking
go.
For.
Right. Excellent.
Give some credit.
Yes.
But
give some credit where it's due.
Exactly.
Yes.
But no, wigs are for everyone.
Okay. I'm happy to hear you. I'm very sensitive to it.
That makes sense.
And
I feel bad for interrupting you and telling you
no.
your life.
No. But I agree. The patriarchy is always saying you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you can't wear purple lipstick, whatever. So that I'm here for that. I wanted to do a thing where I like wore a wig every day of a week or something.
Oh my God, please do it. It will change your life. Every time you put a different wig on, your personality just changes.
Mm.
You just become whatever wig, the personality your wig brings out.
Yeah.
It has
amazing.
The same effect as dyeing your hair, just like with less commitment, which makes it even better.
Do you have any wig brands or sites or things that everybody could look into?
Well, the one that you were initially talking about, that blue ombre situation.
Yep.
What's that? Because that's Michelle's wig place, and that's, what's that called?
It's the wig store on Wilshire.
Okay, so that's an LA company.
Yeah,
place.
Sorry.
That's an LA
locals
company.
Only.
But
locals only, bro.
But,
can't buy our wigs anywhere else, bro. Local wigs.
Better
only,
fly to man. LA. But no, we have the wigs that I love. I usually get 100% like real hair wigs because then they last longer and you can
and
like
those aren't cheap.
Those aren't cheap, but they're investments.
Yes,
you just like take your time and buy. Just like we were talking about, like
invest
in yourself, save up.
Yeah.
So the one company that I've been like obsessed with is Wow African.
Mm.
And don't let that scare you. It's not like, because it's like they're selling Brazilian hair. They're selling like all different types of hair.
Indian so it's not, hair, Brazilian hair.
Yeah, Indonesian hair. Yeah. Like it's all types of hair. And I've seen like all different colors wearing, like people of like different races wearing the hair. So it's like, it's a very inclusive brand. But they're like price ranges like usually in the 200s. But they're
that's
like,
not that bad actually.
It's not, yeah, it's
no,
really
for
not.
Those natural,
there's way
yeah,
wild.
It's like in the 200s. Like, I mean, they get a little like higher in price, like the longer length you have. I usually do like a, I think the longest 16, I got was 22? 18 inches. No, yeah, it was 18 inches, and that was like 240. But the good thing about it is if you go on YouTube and you like YouTube Wow African Wigs, like there's always these influencers on YouTube who have like
a code.
Code. So you can pop that code in and yes. brings that price
I don't,
down.
I put a code in with every damn thing I do.
Exactly.
I put a code in every damn thing yeah. I do. I check my Bank of America balance, put a code.
Code.
Who knows? Maybe they'll pop me a couple dollars. I don't know. Pop that code in there, baby.
Yeah, but I highly suggest it. Like, I haven't used too many different companies, but yeah, Wow African right now is my jam. But yeah, like, if you do use a new, like, a company, like, I stalk for, like, at 3 a.m. because I'm, like, a night owl. I'm, like, on YouTube. I'm just, like, wigs, 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 wigs. And then I'm just, like looking up all these YouTubers, like, trying to, because I don't want to, like, spend a lot of money on something that's crap.
Right.
So I'm, like, did you like it? Okay, I'll buy it.
And then you get to see it. I was always too scared to order online because I'm like, is this going to work on my big head or whatever? That's why I like the store. I can try it on.
I have a big head as well. I've ordered some wigs off Amazon for like Halloween costumes, not nice wigs. Mm-hmm. And I get them and I'm like, oh, this was a toddler's wig. This was a toddler's wig. I have a giant skull. It didn't work for me.
That's awesome. Hilarious.
But also, I think they were adult. They were made tiny, yep. and I have a big.
And then you have to hide your hair underneath. Yeah. Like I can't pile all this underneath, and then I get
well,
a big old bump on my head.
You have to like braid it down first, girl.
I need your help when
gotta
I braid do
that,
it properly.
Braid that hair down first.
Got to braid that hair down.
Duh. What was I thinking?
Who? What celebrities are y'all told you look like?
Michelle's is the freaking easiest. Adele. She looks like Adele. She actually used to, she hasn't done it in a long time. She used to be an Adele impersonator.
No way!
Yes. No, very way. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to go on a tangent really, really
please.
Quick.
Please.
So she looks so much like Adele that she, they made a Set Fire to the Rain music video, and she played Adele. And Adele's people, like, it went viral. And Adele's people, contacted them and said that you have to change the title because they didn't have a video at the time for that song. They have to change the title to say Adele impersonator because everyone thought it was Adele's
okay,
official.
Send me a link when this is done. Yes. I need to see that, baby.
And then a second fun one, there's like a lot of fun ones, but I'll do the second fun one is she was also impersonating Adele on Conan.
Oh, that's my girl.
All Googleable.
Happening when we are done.
It's a weird time in my life.
Hey,
but
we gotta pay those bills, baby.
That's right.
Hey,
do you sing too?
I sing.
Adele
but
is not easy.
No, it is not. And I always have to preface and tell people, like, if I really sounded like Adele, I would have a record deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
so
she's incredible.
I can carry a tune, and when I got the hair and the makeup and the dress on. People will believe. It's surprising what people will believe. Despite, I had a.
Can you
few
do
moments.
An English accent?
That's the most fun part.
She has a really specific English accent too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as strong as it was, but I had to do a prom once in San Bernardino. And
really were an Adele impersonator.
She went to France and did an impersonating competition.
Yeah, there's an annual look-alike competition show in France, fun fact, called Qui sera le meilleur sosie, which is like who will be the best look-alike. I lost to an Amy Winehouse, but I got to the final round. I was really proud of that.
Wish I looked like somebody enough to do that. That's
yeah, I don't think I look like anybody enough to like.
Well, who do you get? Because I have somebody.
Who do you? I feel like I don't know.
I can't not see you as Pia, so it's like really hard for me.
I think
to...
I got Sierra once when I had like long
oh,
hair.
I see that. Did
like when
that?
I was at my straight like long weave once, mm-hmm. so someone thought I looked like Sierra. Like
I'm gonna just Google
Tandy
it.
Tandy Newton. A little bit of that.
I'm going to just Google it, and then show you a photo.
Oh my God.
And then you.
This is always the most like gut wrenching part. Like when someone's like, you look like someone, and it's like.
No, this is literally like if I could look like anyone in the world, it would be a scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. Yeah. And also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. You look like Chili.
Oh my God. That
don't you think?
Oh my God.
I see it.
Don't you think?
Oh my God. Thank you.
Hi,
so
Chili, sitting with me right now. Hi. Oh my
I'm gonna
God.
Like, cry.
Chili,
you.
Hi.
Thank you. That's like, that was my first like favorite group, and then Destiny's Child came along.
Yeah.
But like TLC was like, and I always,
OG.
I never like thought I was pretty enough to be Chili, and then like this is a dream come true. Thank you.
You thought you were unpretty.
You can my heaven won't go. You can fit your nose if it says so.
Okay, well, I just have decided that we're the new TLC.
Yes,
I'm okay with it. Anyway, okay, I feel like Chili's in here with me, and I had to address it.
Oh my God!
So
wait,
please,
who do you
please
get?
Refer to me only.
Is
as
your
Chili.
Celebrity also a singer? Because then we could really make a thing
the
out of
the only
this.
People I get. Well, I've been getting Young Allison Janney, which I will take.
Oh, that's awesome!
By casting directors, I usually get Emma Stone.
Oh, that's only, a good
but
one.
Only because I have a deep voice and I have red hair. And we're white. That's the only thing.
No,
this
like,
bitch is so tiny. I was in an elevator with her one time. It was just me and her. The doors closed, and I wanted to go. You know, people tell me I look like you, and I wish I would have. This was like when I was in my early 20s, and I was really scared of celebrities.
Man.
I still am, but she's translucent. Like I'm talking Lord Voldemort. She's pale.
I've seen her in person,
powder,
and she is very beautiful.
Powder white, and I'm peach. You know, but she's like, what? Giant.
Porcelain.
Porcelain. That's probably the nicer way to say
porcelain.
It. Porcelain. Her eyes are gigantic. Gigantic blue eyes. She looks like a little creature in the rainforest.
Yeah.
My eyes are brown. And they're bigger than most, but hers are gigantic.
She's a human Instagram filter.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's exactly that.
Yeah.
And tiny. And I'm 5'10", and like I was like, hey, I look like you. I just didn't say anything. But that's who I usually get. I used to get Laura Prepon.
I used to get Laura Prepon
back in like 70s show days.
Emma Stone. I think the bone structure, your mouth, like your smile, your mouth, how you like.
I definitely
see
get
it.
Emma Stone.
I think
vibes.
It's more than just the whiteness and the red hair. And
yeah,
and the
give yourself
voice.
More credit, girl.
That's right.
And the deep voice.
Anyway, listen.
Shout
well,
out
she to
sings
the deep voice
too.
Ladies.
She.
Yeah.
She dabbles, so
yeah,
I think we need to go on the road.
A little movie called La La Land.
But I'm so giant. You'd have to chop me in half.
How
to be an
you?
Emma Stone. I'm 5'10", and she's probably 5 feet.
That's crazy
no,
that she was that small, what, 10 years ago? Because she's smaller now than she was.
Is
yes.
She? Oh.
She's tiny.
Her
now.
Little leg.
Her little leg.
It was a toothpick leg. She's petite. She's a very petite
yeah,
lady.
Yeah.
Little tiny woman.
Not even saying anything's wrong with it. It's just
yes.
amazing when you
yes.
see people in person. You're
they're
like,
so small.
Yeah.
Everyone's little.
I know. It's like, oh my God.
I saw Minnie Driver.
She's
at
tall.
A grocery store. She's tall.
She's, I think, taller than me.
Well, she, I mean, love her.
Yeah.
May as well have been a floating head.
I
was astonished.
Yeah. That's how everyone is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, yeah. I've met, not to brag, I've met every cast member
drop
of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yes.
Every single one, because my best friend's a choreographer on that show. And I finally got to meet Donna Lynn. Do y'all watch Crazy
yes.
Ex? I love it
yeah.
so much.
She got me on that show, and I'm like,
it's
obsessed.
So good. I had never met her. She's the only cast member I had never met, and I met her at Kevin's birthday, and she was tiny.
She's tiny. Yeah,
I don't know why I was expecting like a statuesque, like me, like a taller. She was like the tiniest little lady,
really?
And I was like, everyone's so little,
just compact.
Everyone's so tiny in real life.
That's like insane.
Yeah,
I'm
I
telling
would
you,
not have expected that.
I'm telling you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, we have plenty more to discuss.
My God, good.
I want to know, I've been seeing on y'all's Instagram, you're getting those PR packages, hunties, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
So, get some advice for some of us growing influencers out there, okay? How did y'all get on the radar of some of these brands? Y'all are getting packages from Urban Decay. I'm seeing them.
Honestly,
yeah,
we got real talk. We got lucky.
Yeah.
We got lucky when we were in our infancy. Mm-hmm. And was it Pop Sugar that
yep.
wrote an article? And then that's how we attained most of our followers.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was just, it just took off there. Like, a couple people started sending, like, reaching out to us, like, give us your email. And it was just like, so it was like, it's more of like getting people to like write articles about you.
Yeah.
To like tagging, make you seem important enough.
I barely had followers, and a friend of mine, shout out Marissa Hampton,
thank you, girl,
commented in one of our early pictures and said,
like,
I
had
think
like
Pop
10
Sugar,
likes on the picture,
at Pop Sugar needs to see this. And I think it's because those websites, those online, you know, beauty magazines and things like that just need content,
right?
They're
every
always
day.
Making BuzzFeed lists
every
about the
day
newest,
they need yeah. clicky clicky click
yeah
click,
so they
click.
Just need, you just need a specific you know, point of view, niche idea,
yeah.
And then as long as somebody picks it up, all of the other ones are going to steal that article because they just need, they
exactly.
would rewrite it. Sometimes the same text, I'd be like, you didn't even
and
copy paste.
Another really good thing is like kind of like what we're doing right now, just like reaching out to other influencers, other
yeah.
people on Instagram and collaborating, just like keeping your name in the mix, because once your name is in the mix, then that's when people want to like work with you.
And consistent posting.
Yeah, and consistent posting. And honestly, sometimes like when I'm like, because I was just telling Michelle this, I was like, I want to get like try other things that we haven't like tried mm-hmm. tried yet.
Yeah, like an eye palette or something.
Yeah, like and I'm like, or like a brand. I was like, I want to like try
brands.
Different brands and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? We're like, we were lucky in the beginning when people just like reached out to us. I was like, let's stop being lazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to find
in
an email.
In terms of clothes, we always
start,
reached out.
Yeah.
But beauty brands, all of the lipsticks that we've gotten PR packages for, they came to us.
Yeah. Ooh, the that's not easy.
The clothes,
no.
we went to them.
We, yeah.
we like emailed them. We're like, we would love if you could send us a couple items. And then once they saw, like, we would mm-hmm. post a picture that got a lot of likes, and they're like, yeah, we'll send you more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So, like, don't be afraid to reach out
yeah.
yourself, you know?
But pitch yourself. Don't
pitch
just
yourself.
Be like, hey, give me some. I want some.
Give
stuff.
Me something free.
Give me that
subject,
free.
Subject, free shit.
Yeah.
That's the most effective way.
Subject, free shit.
Oh, my God. That works for me.
That's the secret code that you pop in, and that's
yep.
how you get, you
yep.
get PR
that's
packages.
That's the code.
Give me that free.
100% discount code.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I wonder if I just tried free as the discount code, if it worked.
I mean.
Let's try it.
I'm not mad at it.
I have that. Browser extension, honey.
Oh, yeah. They sponsor Natch Butte. Honey.com/Natch, baby.
Shout out.
Did yeah. not actually know
oh,
that.
Oh, it's so great.
I use...
Oh,
but
yeah.
Every time I, like... Cause, and I'll also go the extra mile and, like, search Twitter for codes, all the
yep.
things. But then Honey also comes through and just...
Honey
the last...
will come through when you don't expect it
That's
to.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I was, like, buying tickets in Japan for the robot restaurant, and I used Honey, and it worked. And I'm like, Honey, I see you. Honey, I see you.
I love
oh,
a good
so
code.
Perfect.
And
I
it surprises you. Honey will come through when you least expect, like
on
a good
everything.
Friend.
It's like
forget.
A good friend.
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's like, oh, I shop on here. I'm used to paying full price. They never have discounts. And then it pops up like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Did you consider?
Did
like,
you
all right.
know Honey's got you today?
Did you know Honey's got you today?
Did they come to you, that sponsor? Because that's so perfect for your brand, Honey.
I mean, that's they find them for me. I show up and talk and they do it all. You know, Rebecca,
that's
my producer,
amazing.
She's in there hustling and slinging and getting codes.
I feel like
and
she's
doing
on the computer right
yeah.
now.
She's giving me codes right
getting
now.
Codes.
Yes, honey.
She's getting me codes right now.
I see you, girl.
Use code Natch. Use code Natch. All right. Well, listen, we're already getting low on time.
Yeah.
So we need to bust out. I was going to say, is there anything off the top of y'all's head that's like, this lipstick was, we love the wear of it. We both really loved it. Anything like that? If not, I need to see what's in those bags. Mm-hmm. Just like your fave products, each of your favorite products, just in like makeup, hair, body, anything that's like just your thing that you love.
Okay. My favorite lip, one of my favorite lipstick companies is Colored Rain.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was actually my first like lip stain, I think.
It's Colored Rain.
Is it?
It's C-O.
It's O-U. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
You better ask Adele how I say that. Adele. Colored Rain.
Colored.
Because I set fire to the colored rain.
Yes.
That'll be your next
hard
opening.
As fuck. I did
Girl.
A karaoke one time and it busted my
it's
vocal cords
the
out.
The worst.
It's very difficult.
Sing it once at prom, never again.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God. What's your favorite?
Rain. Oh, well, I was going to say Color Rain, now available at Target.
Very exciting. It's going to be at Target. Like, oh my God.
It's already online, although I did see it's cheaper on Color Rain's website.
Is it?
Fun fact.
I like to pay for convenience.
Yeah.
And
then just have honey get that discount.
Get that honey discount. Natch Butte, baby.
I'm trying to think what my like.
Urban Decay.
Yeah. Those
Melted.
Glosses.
I'm like a big matte wearer. I'm like not really into lip glosses just because I feel like I'm always like insecure. Like it's like feel like it's bleeding down my face.
Yeah.
And like I'm like, is it on my teeth? Like,
same.
I don't have time for that.
I've been getting more into glosses lately. But I was like, I avoided them for years.
Same.
For years.
Like,
and just recently.
The Hi-Fi Urban Decay lip glosses that we got sent.
They're
I was
sick.
Like scared because I was like, I really hate lip glosses.
Yep.
And they were really thick, but like not like, it didn't feel like I was like, my lips were sticking together. So it was
they're
like, their formula was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I was mad at that lip gloss selection.
I was going to say, and I hope that it's in here. We brought
the
you
Thrive.
A present.
Thrive is also, okay, shout out to Thrive because they are literally, like, I pretty much everything that's on my face is from Thrive. Like, I love, like besides my foundation, but
what foundation do you wear?
Lancome, because they are, like, amazing. Like, I only literally put two tiny little pumps, and then it covers my face. And I'm like, thank you, because, like, I don't, like, it's expensive, so I don't really want to, like, have to buy... That's for you. For you. That whole bag's for you.
What?
Yeah. They put that together for you. Thrive.
No!
Yeah, Thrive.
Oh, my God. I've always...
And they're cruelty-free
and vegan.
And they donate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They even wrote your name on it. We didn't write that
what?
On there. Thrive wrote your name, like, on
your
the little card thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, you're going to be obsessed with all that stuff in there.
I've gone on Thrive so many times and, like, looked around because they do. Every item you buy, they donate to a domestic abuse survivor, cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. Their shades are named after women that survived things. And they're all about
hospitable.
Oh, you know all about it. So you've tried
honey,
them before, huh?
Honey. Do you know a little show called Natch Butte, I host? Okay? I gotta learn. I gotta know what's out there. Okay? I do know about Thrive, but I haven't had any.
Oh,
they're
good.
Stop.
Yeah.
They're really great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my, like, I love, I like,
I use
obsessed.
Those blusher bronzers every day.
I'm wearing
them
right now, too.
You are?
Yeah.
Look at you two twins. Oh, my God.
The eyeshadow palette's great.
I only use their eyeshadow palette. I'm not wearing eyeshadow today, but, like, I use their whole palette. Like,
that's
my everyday.
Warm neutrals. Look at that beautiful orange in the middle. Oh, honey, Frida. I'm gonna fuck with Frida later.
I want to get you
Frida.
Well, I don't know what we have in that bag and
this
what's
bag.
Clean, but I want to give her more lip products because I was gonna say Thrive has a bunch of new.
This is a fresh bag.
We should put on the same lippy.
Yes.
And take a picture.
Yes, I brought my selfie ring light out there
because that glossy lip mark is gorgeous. But they also came out just recently with matte liquid lipsticks, and they feel really good.
Yeah.
They're like whipped gorgeousness.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's put a lip on, baby. I don't know how you feel about sharing. I don't know if we
I was going to ask if y'all do doubles or...
Well, we get sent doubles all the time.
Sometimes.
Well,
we used to, yeah.
Thrive always makes sure that they send us doubles.
I've
which
seen
is nice.
Some of y'all's YouTubes from the earlier days where you would put it on and hand it over to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I share lipsticks with my friends.
Well, the
everybody
thing is,
be safe. Okay.
Exactly.
Everyone listening.
Like, I know where I trust that she's not going to, like, you know,
you know.
Weird. And
right.
She has something weird floating around on her.
Right.
Like, but,
right.
What usually when if we do get sent doubles, we try to just still be old school and just share it and then save the double for our followers so we can do giveaways.
Oh, that's so smart. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
We only have one damn face. I don't need all this shit.
Yeah.
I give shit away all the time.
Yeah. So it was like, let's just put that in a giveaway box. Like, do you like the color? You can have it. Like,
yeah.
We'll
have a little custody agreement.
Yeah, custody war.
Yep.
We did an Instagram live because we used to live together and we moved out. And went our separate ways, living wise. And we had like an Instagram live video where we had to do custody wars of all the lipsticks. And we had our like followers like decide if we can decide who gets the lipstick. Like, who do you think
should
get
it? Rock, paper, scissors.
they're like, Michelle gets it. I'm like, fun.
It's so funny.
It was fun. But you know, Now I'm sad. Now the grass is always greener. So I go visit her and I see her setup. And I was like, damn, why didn't I get that one?
I have a feeling, though, there's plenty of lipstick to go around.
There's so much.
We can't be greedy.
Right?
It's just so fun to get a package and be like, ooh, me. And then you're like, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this.
Which,
give it away.
We have these at home, too, right? Yeah. So we can give all these to her.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm giving some of those to the honeys. Listen, yes, we got to spread the love.
Put that in a gift basket.
You may have all of those.
Well, we'll do a pick on the way out. Yes. So pick a shade. Yes. We got to wrap up.
All right.
So why don't y'all tell everybody social medias, where they can find Will Look Good on Me, though, any pertinent info.
Okay. Michelle, I feel like you're better at this. Go.
All right. Instagram at Will Look Good on Me, though. That's though, T-H-O.
Of course it is.
Because we're hip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Young and hip, baby.
Same. Facebook, Will Look Good on Me, though. YouTube, Will Look Good on Me, though. And Twitter, Will Look Good, because it's too many characters.
Ooh, they got you with that.
I know.
Yep.
And I think Tumblr, too, although.
Yes. We have a Tumblr.
Yep.
I just connected to the Instagram thing, like goes there.
Smart. Yeah. R.I.P. Tumblr, baby. I haven't clicked on it in a long time. It used to be like my everything, my Tumblr.
Yeah. It's a whole different game over there.
Yeah.
It sure is.
We should
revive it.
We should try.
I'm not mad at it. Oh, real quick. I was going to ask y'all, I want to change my Instagram handle to like a funnier, like a, it's my name, Jackie Michelle Johnson with one L. Michelle with one L. I'm like, do I need to become like, it's me, Jackie 03? Like, I kind of want to revive the screen names we should all be we should have a screen
what
name.
What was your like original
It's
AOL
me, Jackie 03. It's I me, mean, Jackie 03.
I don't hate it.
I like it.
Pia, what was yours?
My like
your
original
AIM, your AIM name.
My AIM. Oh, Sage Girl 227.
Interesting.
Sage, because I used to watch this soap opera called Young and the Restless, mm-hmm. and she named her kid Sage.
Yeah,
and I'm a girl. And 227 is from the old throwback show 227.
Got it.
So,
what genius. Was yours, Michelle?
It was Freckle Dots.
That's cute.
No numbers, one word.
See what I mean? We should all have our fucking screen names as our Instagram handles. I don't know why we don't, okay?
I want to, because the woman who has Michelle Meredith barely uses her Instagram, and it's like a sore subject for me.
Same.
So I'm Michelle Meredith 1.
Same, yeah. That's why I had to... Jackie Johnson obviously was taken.
My other Instagram, my actual person Instagram is Piaget V, as in V is for Ventus.
Ventus. That's right, hunty.
But everyone thinks that it says Pia TV.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, Pia TV, Pia TV. And I'm like, it's... I thought I was being very basic when I picked it, Piaget V.
But you could do full name, though. Your name's short enough.
And... I know, but I just did Piaget V, and now people think it's Pia TV, so I let it go.
It is fun, though. Yeah.
Anyway, like stay tuned for my screen name drama. Yeah. We have to get out of here. Thank you both so much for being
Absolutely.
Here. Let's
Thanks
go take
us.
A cute pic.
Yay!
And don't forget, everybody, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.